It's time for Red Hill Salukis basketball on the Legend, 99.3 FM and 910 AM WAKO. Brought to you this season by the Amberall Federal Credit Union, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Best Way Express, Bill Dobson Ford, Casey State Bank, Leggett Lumber and Hardware, Rutgers Candy, Citizens National Bank, Toyota Boshoku of Illinois, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, People State Bank, and Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill. Red Hill Salukis basketball on Lawrence County Sports Leader, WAKO, the Legend.
Night two of regional basketball play. Salukis made it past the Sisney Running Lions Monday night. They toppled over them 63-52 and went 2-1 against Sisney on the year. First game of the year, they beat them almost about the same deficit there, but the second time we faced them was around Christmas time at the Conrad Allen Holiday Tournament in Wayne City, where Sisney defeated us by one. And then this past Monday was the tiebreaker, and we defeated them 63-52. Good evening, everyone. I'm Ryan Seed alongside Joe Bogard. Tonight's pregame show brought to you by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. Joe, it's been a doozy of a season, but right now we're just taking it one game at a time. We made it past Sisney Monday night, and tonight we get to take on one of the number one ranked teams in the state. So it's going to be interesting. I mean, looking at this roster, it's going to be interesting but also tough. They've only got four guys that aren't 6 foot plus on their roster. Those four are at 5'10 and 5'11. And the rest of them come in at 6'3, 6'4, 6'5. They got a 6'6 and a 6'7 kid. So no matter what, Nathan Worth, Drake Allen, they're going to have their hands full down low in the paint.
Yeah, if you look, actually, technically, if you're talking about this regional, this is day three, as last night, Odin defeated Hudsonville 62-49, and North Clay defeated Oblong 84-60. That game between North Clay and Odin will follow this game. And then the winner of both these games will take on each other on Friday.
And it's going to be one crazy night of basketball. So Salukis coming in the number 10 seed into this game, defeating the number 8 seed Sisney. And now Effingham St. Anthony had a bye day on Monday and Tuesday, and being the number one seed, they didn't have to play till tonight. So hopefully the Salukis can carry some of that momentum they've had towards the end of regular season and from Monday night over into tonight and give the Bulldogs a handful.
And you got to play near perfect here. You cannot make any of those little mistakes that you've made throughout the season. You got to play four quarters of basketball. You've been doing that lately, but you got to. If you want to win this game, you want to move on and play either North Clay or Odin, you had to play perfect.
Tonight's pregame show brought to you by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We'll send it back to the studio to hear from our pregame sponsor. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Red Hill Salukis Basketball right here on The Legend.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is excited to expand our ear, nose, and throat services with the addition of Stephanie Zuber, ENT Physician Assistant. Stephanie is available in the first floor ENT clinic as well as at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic. She can diagnose and treat many issues related to the ears, nose, and throat. She's available to see patients at Carl Bridgeport on Mondays and Tuesday through Friday at the hospital location. Call 618-395-1944 for an appointment.
That's word from our pregame sponsor, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. Well, Joe, it's the battle of the dogs tonight. We got the Salukis taking on the Bulldogs here. Night number two for the Red Hill Salukis, but night three for Class 1A regional play here in the KZ sectional postseason tournament. So it's going to be one of those nights where Coach Havel is going to have something in store for this Effingham St. Anthony team, number one ranked here in the regionals. And Salukis coming in at number 10 and defeated number 8 seed Sisney Monday night. But Coach Havel kind of had it locked down in Monday night on defense. Those guys, they went from started out in man-to-man, then went to a 2-3 zone. And then towards the end of the game, they finished off in a 3-2 zone. So I'd almost assume we'd probably see a little bit of that. Granted, Effingham St. Anthony's got the size on us a little bit, but I'd say we'll probably see a lot of zone here tonight. Hopefully just keep the Bulldogs out of the paint will be more than likely his primary objective.
And St. Anthony, talking about them, they play in a very tough National Charro Conference with Altamont, Dietrich, North Clay, who we have seen a couple times this season, Neoga, which we've beaten so far this season, Beecher City we've beaten so far, St. Elmo, and Far Ina. And that conference alone is some of the better teams here in Southern Illinois. St. Anthony right now riding an 11-game win streak. Can the Saluki Dogs here end that streak? I don't know. We are on a two-game win streak right now for ourselves here. If Anthony Gerald, Cameron Ray, and even Nathan Worth start shooting like they have been as of late, I can see something happening here. Is that a possibility? We don't know. Nathan Worth is 7 for his last 9 from 3. Are they going to target him, trying to make him go inside again? We'll have to find out here in about 5 minutes.
And Gerald has been in kind of a slump here lately, just not able to hit the three ball like he wants to, but he's been doing what he can, getting his shots off left and right and just trying to put them in the basket and try and find that sweet spot to where he can start hitting them one after the other, because once Anthony Gerald starts hitting one, he's going to hit them all eventually. And then same with Cameron Ray and Drake Allen, and then like we've seen Monday night with Nathan Worth. I mean, all these boys out here are shooters, and if I'm seeing this correctly, Joe, I see Gavin Volkman in uniform out there.
And Coach said he was out for the season. I guess this game's of importance. He wants to play this game. That's a good sign.
Looks like he's got that ankle wrapped up, too. He's got an ankle brace down on that right ankle, so I believe they're probably going to be taking all the precautions they can and probably see some minutes out of Gavin Volkman tonight. May not be starting because of that ankle, mm-hmm. but we will see here in a few short minutes. We're going to send it back to the studio for a commercial break and be right back with starting lineup and tip-off time. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Hello, I'm Teresa Osbaugh. When you have a trusted financial team like I have at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, then you have one less worry in today's world. Most banks have good products and services, but what is outstanding at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport is the friendly, professional staff who are dedicated and eager to help with the personal banking needs for me and my family.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, equal housing lender, and member FDIC.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people. Moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
When was the last time you were rewarded for doing things that make life easier? Reward checking at People's State Bank does just that. Simply use your debit card, get your statements online, and set up automatic transactions to earn interest on the money in your account. You're basically being rewarded for doing the things you do every day.
Visit us today for full details on reward checking available on personal accounts only. People's State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC, online at psbnewton.com.
This is where the country legends live. WAKO Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
Classic Country, 910 AM and 99.3 FM.
The Legend.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Pre-game show is brought to you by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. Good evening, everyone. For those of you just joining us, I'm Ryan Seed alongside Joe Bogard. Joe, like we were saying in the pregame show, it's going to be a tough night tonight. Saluki's taking on the Effingham St. Anthony Bulldogs.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough game tonight for the Red Hill Salukis as we're getting ready to get into the starters here. The Red Hill Salukis once again the road team, Ryan.
And tonight looks like it'll be not the normal five, like we said. Gavin Volkman is in uniform, but not for certain if he will be playing any minutes tonight. Like we said, he twisted his ankle back at the Hudsonville game, and he has been out since then. So it looks like he does have an ankle brace on, and I would assume they've got that ankle wrapped up pretty good. So hopefully they're taking all precautions if he will be in this game tonight. Starting for the Red Hill Salukis, we are going to go off with, starting for them, number 12, Cameron Ray. He is a 5'11 junior. Number 23, Anthony Jarrell. He is a 6'2 sophomore. Number 24, Josh Henry, a 6'1 senior. Number 20, Nathan Worth, a 6'7 senior. And rounding out the lineup is number 40, Drake Allen, a 6'2 junior. Head coach for the Salukis, Brian Havel. Assistant coaches are Gene Allen, Eric Adamson, and Robert Petty. Salukis coming in. I believe they are 11-19,
yep.
I believe. So Salukis, like we said, on a two-game win streak. They won last Friday against the Florida Wolves and defeated the Sisney Running Lions this past Monday to kick off Class 1A regional play here in the Casey Westfield sectional tournament here in post-game season. And now we will hear from the starting lineup from the number one ranked Effingham St. Anthony Bulldogs. Starting for the Bulldogs will be number one, Aaron Webb, a 5'11 senior. Also number three, Logan Antrim, a 6 foot junior. Number five, Jack Honey. Is that Hone? Honey?
Honey?
I'm going to say it's probably Honey, a 6 foot senior. Number 25, that is Caden Faraday. He is a 6'5 senior. And number 55, Jacob Dust. He is a 6'7 senior. Head coach for the Bulldogs is Cody Rinker. Assistant coach is Caleb Mett. So Bulldogs, like we said, coming in number one ranked team here in the Class 1A regional here at Bridgeport. Bulldogs got some height, as you just heard. Tallest guy, 6'7". This is the starting lineup heights. Dust at 6'7". Faraday at 6'5". Honey at 6 foot. Webb at 5'11". And Antrim at 6 foot. Dust will be jumping for the Bulldogs. Worth for the Salukis. And it is now tip-off time. Ball is up, and Dust gets it with ease. Tips it back into the hands of Antrim. Antrim goes left side there to Webb. Webb bringing it around the top. Looks like Salukis are matched up and man-to-man. Antrim bringing it, driving the lane. No good on the shot, but tipped away. Antrim gets it, but blocked into the hands of Ray by Worth. Good hands there. Salukis shutting them down on defense early here. Henry left side goes up top to Worth. Worth with the basketball now. Top key goes to the right corner to Allen. Pulls up for three. Buries it. Contested there. Nice three-pointer by Allen. Webb trying to hands the ball off there to Honey. Honey gets it down low to Dust. Dust goes up strong. No good on the layup. Bear with me on these names. They got them out of order. Faraday got the rebound and shot taken.
It was by Webb.
Webb. And Allen tracks down the rebound, gets it across court, passes off to Ray. Ray gets it poked away there by Webb. Webb bringing it down the floor, or sorry, Antrim, no good, but Webb on the putback. Give me a couple minutes, I'll figure this out. Like we said, they don't have the numbers in order, just the grade numbers. Jarrell up top to Worth, swings it around to Ray. He pump fakes, feeds Henry down low in the post. He works his way to the basket, spins into the lane, left-handed floater, no good. Dust reaches over Jarrell like nothing and pulls in the rebound up court to Antrim. Antrim goes coast-to-coast, no good on the layup. Worth on the rebound, outlets to Allen. Allen bringing it up the floor, driving inside, kicks it out to Jarrell. He's going to pull up for three. No good, almost kicks it in there, but no good on the three-pointer. Dust on the rebound, corner to Honey for three. He got it to fall. So far, a very fast-paced game. Antrim stepping up, putting some pressure on the ball, bringing it up floor. Ray gets it across, right side to Henry. Henry dumps it low to Worth. Worth working against Dust, goes right to the basket, no good. Off the bottom of the backboard, And out of bounds it goes, tipped out there by the Bulldogs. It will stay Saluki basketball.
Reno Saluki has had a couple good drives, but great defense so far by the Bulldogs.
Henry will inbound it out near the corner of the court. Gets it into Allen. Allen over to Ray. He's going to pull it for the deep three. No good off the front of the rim. Faraday gets the rebound. He's going to bring it up for himself. Stopped there by Gerald. He's driving right side. Kicks it out to Webb. Webb with it now. Going to drive inside the lane. Go all the way to the basket. Count it. And one. Aaron Webb driving all the way against Cameron Ray. And Ray will pick up his first foul. Team's first with 5:30 to go here in the first quarter.
It's a good move there by Webb, straight to the basket for an easy and one.
Aaron Webb at the line shooting the and one. Free throw on the way, got it to go. Bulldogs lead it 8-3 now on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Full court press put on now. Webb steps up on Allen. Henry with the basketball now gets it across court to Ray. Ray is guarded by Honey now. He's going to stick with him out near the volleyball line. Goes left side to Gerald. Gerald up top to Worth. Pump fakes. Looking inside. Goes right side to Ray. Ray on the right wing. Kicks into the corner to Allen. Allen wide open for three. Got it to fall. Back-to-back three-pointers for Drake Allen. And he has all 6 points in the game. Pulls him back within two. Antrim goes right side to Honey. Back up top. Swings around to Webb. Webb with it. Now on the left wing, bringing it back up top, guarded by Ray, into the corner to Antrim. Antrim drives the lane, puts it up, left-hand floater, got it in and good.
Tough shot there by Antrim.
And like we said, they're all pretty tall. Only one guy is 5'11", and that is Webb. And steal there by Antrim. Up to Honey, no good on the layup. Dust flying in for the rebound, put back, up strong, got it in, and good for two. Saluki's down by six, 12-6 now, 4:20 to go here in the first quarter. Allen goes right side to Henry. Henry back up top to Gerald. Gerald swings it around to Allen on the left wing. Allen bringing it back up top to Worth. Back to the right corner to Gerald, who's guarded by Honey. Pokes it away, saved it before going out of bounds to Webb, going coast to coast, up and in for two.
Man, Webb has been a dynamo right now, has 9 points, 9 of their 14 points right now.
Allen's going to slow things down a little bit, walking it up the floor. Picked up there by Faraday, goes left side to Henry. Henry back up top to Ray. Ray looking down low, feeds Allen in the paint, goes right to the basket, kicks it out. Gerald from the corner, found the bottom of the net for the three-pointer. Hopefully that can get things rolling here for Gerald. He's one of two now from the three-point line. Antrim driving right side, kicks it out. Webb into the paint, out to Honey. For three, no good. Dust flying in, gets the rebound. Working against Worth and Henry. Poked away there by Henry into the hands of Ray. Ray loses control, gets it back. Trying to go baseline through some traffic. Puts it up, no good. Dust on the rebound. Outlets there to Antrim. Antrim driving down floor, spins into the lane. Gets it to fall in off the backboard.
Nice spin move there by Antrim.
I'm not sure how he got that to fall in. He was throwing that up as he was coming out of that spin. Henry bringing it up the floor, walking it across the timeline. Passes off to Worth. Double team there. Down low to Henry. Tried to tip it back out. He was under pressure. Honey gets it up court to Webb. And Dust lays it up and in. Finger roll. 9-point lead for the Bulldogs. 2:35 to go here in the first quarter. 18-9 in favor of Effingham St. Anthony. Right side to Worth in the corner. Back up top to Gerald. Gerald steps inside the three-point line. No good. Dust flying in for the rebound, getting multiple boards. Antrim passes off to Hone. Drives in the lane. Blocked there by Worth, and it goes out of bounds. It will be Bulldog basketball. Checking in for the Bulldogs as Webb, Antrim, and Faraday check out. Get them in. 13, 23, and 35. That is Connor Walk. Dust gets the inbound on the post. Goes up, reverse layup, no good. Worth on the rebound, outlets to Allen. Allen up the floor, gets it over to Gerald from the corner. No good. And Keenan Walsh on the rebound. Walsh gets it up the floor to Honey. Cross-court pass there to Walk. Walk back to Honey. Honey looking inside, gets it back out to Walt. Cross court pass there to Walsh. Walsh bringing it back up top to Honey. Honey dribbling left side. Guarded there by Allen, trying to drive the lane. Gets it up off the glass, no good. And foul called. Foul will go against number 55. That is Jacob Dusk. He picks up his first team first.
Jacob Dusk has been a menace on the boards here tonight.
Also checked in during that break was number 23, Jack Elder. Checking back into the game as Dusk takes a seat is Faraday. So one of the big guy, the biggest big guy for Bulldogs is out, so maybe the Salukis can take control of that. Ray getting it, breaking that full court pressure, going all the way to the basket, and fouled on the way. He will go to the line to shoot two.
And that's what we need to do. We need to capitalize here with Dust out of the lineup. He's got the same height, and he weighs a little bit more than Worth right now, and he's just dominating Worth, if you want to say that.
Foul goes against number 35, Connor Walk, fresh off the bench, picks up his first team second foul. Ray at the line, shooting free throws, first one on the way, got it to fall. Tonight's game brought to you by Carl Richmond Memorial Hospital, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Leggett Lumber. 1:33 to go on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Ray hits them both, 18-11 now, 7-point deficit. Walsh will bring the ball up the floor, gets across timeline, dribbling left side. Hands the ball off there to Walk. Walk back to Faraday. Faraday driving the lane and gets Worth off his feet, and Worth will be called for the foul. He will pick up his first, team second, and Faraday will go to the line to shoot two.
Good move there by Faraday to get to the line.
Faraday's first free throw on its way. No good off the spring box. And checking into the game, checking back into the game as Walsh and Walk check out is Webb and Antrim. So almost all the starters back into the game, all but Dust. Faraday at the line. Free throw on the way. No good. 0 for 2 that go around. Gerald gets the rebound. Outlets there to Allen. Allen bringing the ball up the floor. Passes off to Henry. Henry out near midcourt. Needs some help. Hands off to Allen. Allen out near midcourt. Driving right side. Kicks it out to Henry. Up top to Worth. Just under a minute of play to go. Gerald pulls up for three. Buries another one. Gerald now firing on all cylinders. Pulls him back within four. Antrim. Dribbling left side, almost lost control of it. Ray on the steal, going coast to coast. Lays it up and in nice and easy. Antrim bringing the ball up the floor now. 35 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Webb out near midcourt holding the ball. Salukis within two now. This crowd is coming alive. Webb dribbling out near the half court line, 25 to go. Salukis locking them down on defense right now. Making sure they can't drive to the basket. Webb content. Ray stepping up closer and closer. Calls for Elder to get a screen. They switch off. Webb driving the lane. Puts it up and in off the glass. 10 seconds to go. Ray gets the inbound. He's dribbling down the floor. Antrim steps up on him. 5 to go. Elder comes up. Ray pulls up from way downtown. No good. As time expires on the Best Way Express scoreboard, Bulldogs lead it 20-16. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Rutgers Wholesale in Bridgeport is a proud supporter of all Lawrence County student athletes. Family Choice is Rutgers' own house brand candy and snacks that can be purchased in several convenient store locations. Rutgers Wholesale reminds all student athletes through Philippians 4:13, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." Rutgers Candy in Bridgeport reminds us to take time for family and prayer, and always give praise.
Saluki fans, if you're not here, you should be. What a crazy first quarter. Salukis just not going away, knocking on the door of the Bulldogs. 20-16 is the end of the first quarter, and Gerald gets the inbound, sprinting to the basket, puts it up and in as the Salukis started out with the basketball.
My goodness.
20-18, Salukis playing nice and hard tonight. Hone hands off to Faraday. Faraday back to Webb. Webb with it now, and Dust checked in between quarters. And charge called against Webb as he initiated contact. He lowered that shoulder and drove in to Ray. And Bulldogs putting on the full court press as Webb picked up his first, team third foul. Bulldogs going to back it back off. Allen's going to walk it across the timeline. Gets it off to Ray. Ray dribbling left side back to Allen. Allen guarded by Faraday up top to Gerald. Gerald guarded by Honey. Back over to Henry on the left wing. Henry's going to bring it back up top to Ray. Ray out near the volleyball line, right side to Gerald. Gerald looking down low. Cross-court pass there to Allen. Allen out near the volleyball line now, bringing it over to Worth on the right wing. Worth guarded by Dust, gets it up top to Henry. Bulldogs shutting him down here on defense. Antrim almost got another steal there. Henry hands it off to Allen. Antrim sticking with the ball so far out near the top of the key. Worth with it now. On the right wing, bringing it back up top inside the lane, back to Ray. Ray back over to Allen. 6:45 to go. Allen's going to drive the lane, puts up a floater, no good. And everybody stood there around and watched the rebound. Honey came in and got it. Antrim driving baseline, puts up a floater, no good. Dust on the rebound, and putback is good.
Wow. Wow.
Allen's going to bring it up the floor. 4-point deficit, 22-18 on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Coming to you live from the Toyota Bushiku, Illinois press box. Worth, 8-foot jumper, got it to fall down. Antrim going to slow it down, walks it across the timeline. Saluki still in man-to-man defense. Antrim dribbling left side, feeds Dust down low in the post, goes right to the basket. Block shot by Worth. Ball is on the floor. Dust gets it back, and foul called against the Salukis. Foul will go against number 20. Nathan Worth picks up his second, team third, with 5:55 to go. Jacob Dust will go to the line to shoot two. Dust first free throw on the way. No good, as Gavin Volkman will check in. Nathan Worth will check out. So this is the first time Volkman has been on the floor since Hudsonville. Good to see him out there and doing, coming in, going to give Havel hit some quality minutes, hopefully against Dust. Dust missed the second one. Honey gets the rebound, and foul will go against Red Hills, number 41, fresh off the bench. Gavin Volkman will pick up his first foul, team fourth.
Well, right now they're 0 for 4 from the free throw line, or the Bulldogs. I think they need to be working on that in practice a little bit.
Honey gets it into Webb. Webb pump fakes, baseline jumper, in and out, no good. Ray gets the rebound, bringing it across the timeline. Picked up by Antrim, right side to Gerald. Gerald up top to Allen. Pump fakes, got Faraday to fly. Jumper from the free throw line, just short off the front of the rim. Antrim on the rebound, driving down the floor, goes right side, left-handed floater, finds the bottom of the basket. 24-20, 4-point deficit, back and forth. Ray crosses up Antrim. Webb stepped up to help. Gerald pulls up from the left wing. No good. Bounces off the spring box and over the backboard. It will be Bulldog basketball.
So far, 2 for 5 in the ball game for Anthony Gerald. Drake Allen's 3 for 3.
Antrim walks it across, calls in the play. Dribbling left side, hands off to Webb. Webb bringing it back up top, goes right side to Honey. Honey down low to Dust. Dust working against Volkman. No good on the shot, and Gerald will pick up his first foul, team's fifth.
Man, Dust is just a menace down low right now. We cannot stop him.
And it's hurting us a little bit not having Nathan Worth in there right now. He's out on the bench with two fouls with 5 minutes to go here in the first half. Dust first free throw, no good. 0 for 3 from the line so far.
And Dust, 0 for 5 is the team.
Dust has one more to go here. Tonight's game brought to you by KZ State Bank, Rutgers Candy, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Dust Second one is good. 25-20 now as Ray gets the inbound. Trying to beat Antrim across. Full court press backed off. Ray gets it stolen away there by Antrim. He's going to go coast to coast. Lay it up and in. Nice and easy. And Coach Havel wants a timeout. We'll take one too. Timeout's brought to you by Embraer Federal Credit Union. We're back in 30. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Are you a driver looking for consistent hourly work, consistent weekly pay, paid holidays, full benefits, and more? KMA is hiring CDLA drivers for local work in the Princeton area. KMA not only offers a $2,000 sign-on bonus, but also an additional $200 a month bonus for attendance and safety. You must be at least 23 years old, 1 year of experience, and no automatic-only restriction on license. Interested? Apply at bestwayexpress.com today.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Coming out of the timeout, Havel wanted to talk it over. Antrim got the steal from Ray and went coast to coast and put it up and in for a nice, easy two bucket. Henry will inbound it. He's got the full baseline to go run. Gets it into Ray, beats the full court press, going all the way to the basket, steps around Dust. And they call him for the travel. Probably the first, it's the first travel call tonight, but there's been a few that's probably been missed.
And that's going to happen in a ball game. You can't get every single travel.
Antrim brings it across. Henry picks him up, hands off to Hone. Honey hands off there to Faraday. Faraday driving right side back to Antrim. Antrim cross court to Honey, dumps it down low to Dust. Dust working against Volkman, forces him to dribble off his foot and out of bounds. It will be Saluki basketball.
Good defense there by Gavin Volkman. First, I mean, he's already has, what, two fouls? No, one foul since he got back in, but that was great defense right there.
1-2-2 zone, full court press on by the Bulldogs. Allen back to Henry trying to beat it. Henry gets it across. Tried to throw it to Allen. Allen thought somebody touched it, goes out of bounds. It will be Bulldog basketball.
That actually went right into the hands of Cody Richter, the head coach of the Bulldogs.
Antrim off to Webb on the left wing, bringing it back up top, driving the paint, puts it up off the glass, no good. Volkman, nice, boxing out there on the big man. Henry gets the rebound, gets it up to Allen. Allen kicks it out to Volkman. Volkman on the right wing, in trouble, poked away there by Hone as he was trying to pass it off to Henry. Antrim driving the lane, puts up a floater, no good. Dust on the rebound, puts it back up strong and got it to fall. 29-20. In favor of the Bulldogs. Henry gets it up to Allen across the timeline, beats the full court press. Henry on the right wing now, backing it back out to the volleyball line, passes off to Ray. Ray dumps it low to Volkman, working against the big man, spins into the lane, passed it back out to Ray. Ray over to Gerald out near midcourt, dribbling left side to Henry. Henry on the left wing, guarded there by Honey, into the corner to Ray. Ray gets it inside to Allen, out to Volkman. Volkman's going to swing it over to Gerald. 3:10 to go here in the first half, into the corner to Allen. Allen guarded by Faraday. Bringing it back up top, he's going to hand it off to Ray. Ray standing out there near the volleyball line, guarded by Antrim, inside to Volkman. Volkman into the corner to Allen. Allen bringing it back up top, he's going to drive the lane. Fake right, go left to Gerald. Gerald back up top to Allen. Nathan Worth sitting over in front of the scorer's bench waiting to check in at the next dead ball foul. Ray up top to Henry. Good ball movement here by the Salukis. Down low to Gerald. Puts up a fadeaway. No good. Dust on the rebound. Outlets to Antrim. Antrim bringing it up floor. Left side. Backing it back out. Hands off to Honey. Honey down low to Dust. Dust goes all the way to the right side of the basket. Gets it to roll in off the rim.
He has 11 points on the night, excuse me.
Ray beats the full court press. Stopped there by Antrim. Goes cross court to Gerald. Gerald spins to the basket. Shut down there, double team. Gets it off to Allen. Allen at the top of the key. Dribbling right side. Guarded by Faraday. He's going to drive the lane all the way. Puts it up. Got it to find the bottom of the net on that one. 31-22, down by 9.
Yeah, tough finish there by Allen.
Dust spins in the lane, finger roll, off and in. 11-point lead now by the Bulldogs, and Havel takes a timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it here. It's a 30. Timeout's brought to you by Embraer Federal Credit Union. Joe, it's been a crazy first half. The first quarter, probably the craziest of this half. The Salukis went back and forth with the Bulldogs, kept it within no more than four, but they were also down by nine at one point and made that tremendous comeback. Now it's an 11-point deficit, 33-22. Got to come up with something. Now they have Nathan Worth back in.
They got Nathan Worth back in right now on a 13-6 run are the Bulldogs here to start out this second quarter. And just it's really just been the Jacob Dust show here in the second quarter. I think he has about six of his 14 points right now here in the second quarter. Has at least seven or eight rebounds in this ballgame already.
And Henry will inbound the basketball. Full court press put on by the Bulldogs. Henry trying to get it into somebody. Finds Allen on the far side. Tried to go over the top of Honey. Down low, Antrim tried to go, throws it out of bounds. And you got to remember, you can never go over the top of a basketball player. I mean, they're going to anticipate that every time. So you got a bounce pass or something. Henry needing help. Finds Allen. Allen's going to bring it up the floor. Faraday sticking with him the whole way. Allen goes all the way. No good on the shot, but foul will go against the Bulldogs. It's going to go against number 55. Jacob Dust picks up his second, team fourth. Allen will go to the line to shoot two. 1.5 to go here in the first half, 33-22. Allen's free throw in and out, no good as Dust checks out. Elder checks in. Allen at the line shooting two. Missed the first one. Second one on the way. Got it to fall. 33-23. 10-point deficit now in favor of the Bulldogs. Antrim's going to slow it down. Walks it across the timeline. Goes left side to Webb. Looks like they're in a 2-3 zone now. The Salukis gets it inside to Faraday. Out to Honey. Drives. Passes out to Antrim. Antrim bringing it back up top. Kicks it over to Honey. Down low to Elder. Gets it inside to Faraday. Faraday goes up. No good. Gerald on the rebound. Outlets up court to Allen. Allen bringing it back to midcourt. Passes off to Ray. Ray right side to Gerald. Gerald bringing it back. Back up top, guarded by Webb. Picks up his dribble, needing help. Finds Allen. Allen swings it over to Henry. Just under a minute to go. Henry driving right side. Kicks it down low to Allen. Double team there. Trying to make his way to the basket, kicks it out. Ray gets Antrim to jump, pulls up from the top of the key, in and out, no good. Rebound batted around, Antrim finds it, gets it up court to Honey, goes to the basket, and foul called against the Salukis.
Oh my goodness.
Honey will go to the line to shoot two. Foul will go against Red Hills number 40. Drake Allen, he picks up his first foul, team sixth.
I thought it was a clean block, but.
Honey at the line, free throw on the way, got it to fall. 31.4 seconds to go here in the first half. Honey at the line, shooting two. First one was good, second one is up, and got it to rattle in. Full court press put on here by the Bulldogs. Ray gets the inbound, back to Henry. Henry gets it across the timeline, splitting two defenders. Kicks it in the corner to Gerald. Fakes left, goes right, puts it up off the glass and in. Keeping it to a 10-point deficit, 18 seconds to go. Antrim dribbling left side. He's going to back it back out over to Webb. Webb out near midcourt. Back to Antrim. Looking up at the clock. They're setting up the play. Left side to Webb. Back to Antrim. Cross court to Honey. Tried to go down low over the top of Allen. Last touch by Honey. With 1 second even, they're going to maybe have a little bit of time to get a shot off. So they're going to have to inbound it and just chuck it down the floor.
What are you doing this? What does Coach Havel have up his sleeve here?
I mean, he just got to inbound it and try, but it looks like he's just going to let the clock run out on the Best Way Express scoreboard. First half comes in with the Bulldogs leading it over the Salukis 35-25. We'll be back in about 2 minutes with first half stats. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
My grandpa started small, real small. Back then, he didn't have much to start with. A piece of land, a mule, and a sack of seed. But he made it work. And my family has been making it work for three generations since. To think, it all started from a seed.
In farming, everything starts with a seed. At Casey State Bank, we've got the seed money you need to get started. Come see us at Casey State Bank and start growing. Your community, your bank, Casey State Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Tired of running out of hot water? Maybe your water heater isn't big enough for your growing family. When you think water heater, think Reliance Water Heater. Reliance Water Heaters come in 30, 40, and 50 gallon sizes and are available for natural gas, electric, and propane use. Your Reliance Water Heater will be backed with a 6-year warranty on parts and the tank. Visit Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport, your neighborhood Reliance water heater source. Leggett Lumber will help get the Reliance water heater right for you.
Enjoy a great homemade meal in a family-friendly atmosphere. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill serves a full breakfast and lunch menu Monday through Saturday. Stop in to enjoy dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday with several favorites including catfish, walleye, chicken, steak, and frog legs. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill has a convenient drive-up window for call-ahead carryout. Located at 459 West State Street in Bridgeport. Also follow Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill on Facebook for updated specials.
You've heard, there's an app for that. Well, Ambra Federal Credit Union reminds you, there's a loan for that. And we're really good at solving problems. Projects around the house, there's a loan for that. New or used vehicle, there's a loan for that. And we have it. Visit Ambra Federal Credit Union. We have great rates, plus the process is fast. Visit AmbraFCU.com or call us 618-943-2913. And it's so easy to become a member of Ambra Federal Credit Union. Do it today. Member NCUA.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, here at halftime in the regional game between FM St. Anthony Bulldogs and the Red Hill Salukis. So far, it's been an interesting first half. 35-25 is the halftime score. Halftime show brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. And it's been very crazy, Joe. I mean, Red Hill coming in as no doubt the major underdog, coming in at the 10 seed, playing the number one seed in this regional, but one of the top-ranked teams in Class 1A play in the state. So for the Salukis to be down by four at the end of the first quarter, 20-16, that was pretty impressive. And now just at halftime, it's only 4 points more at a 10-point deficit, 35-25. The Salukis are hanging very strong with this intense Bulldog defense and offense. Antrim has had multiple steals on the night so far, so we're going to have to control the basketball a lot better in the second half. Ray doing a pretty good job handling the basketball, but Antrim just finding those split seconds where the Salukis just aren't quite attentive enough to see that he's going to poke it away. But going to have to shut him down from an offensive standpoint, move the ball a little bit quicker, and just get open a lot faster and take those brief open shots. Anthony Gerald has hit a couple of threes, and so far Drake Allen has not missed a shot from beyond the three-point line. So it's going to be interesting to see how that second half comes out, but the Salukis hanging with this number one ranked team.
Yeah, it's been a tough game right now. Good old Jacob Dust here, 6'7", probably about a good 245, 240, 250, something in that range, and is a menace on the glass, offense, defense, whatever you want him to do. And he's actually the leading scorer for the Effingham St. Anthony Bulldogs with 13 points. He's 5-for-8 inside the perimeter and 1-for-4 from the free throw line. Second leading scorer is Aaron Webb. He's 4-for-6 inside the perimeter, 0-for-1 from 3, and 1-for-1 at the free throw line. 8 points for Logan Atrium. He's like a good old crafty playmaker. Same thing with Webb. Webb's more of that microwave player, it seems like. Atrium is 4-for-7, and no free throw attempts, no three-pointers either. Jack Honays cannot get anything to fall inside the perimeter, but he did get a 3 to fall. He's 1-for-2 there, 0-for-5 inside the perimeter, 2-for-2 from the free throw line with 5. That rounds out the scoring for the Effingham St. Anthony Bulldogs. On the other side for your Red Hill Salukis, leading the way is Drake Allen, 3-for-3 from 3. 1-for-2 from the field, and 1-for-2 from the free throw line with 12 points. 7 points for Anthony Jarrett, only has 1 3 on the night. He's 1-for-4, 2-for-4 from the field. 2 points for Nathan Murth, has a bucket, and he missed one as well. Cameron Ray, 1-for-2 inside the perimeter. 0-for-4 from 3, 2-for-2 from the free throw line, has 4 points. And going into the stats a little bit, it looks a lot lopsided here. I mean, Reto Salukis inside the perimeter, they're 5 for 11. On the other hand, Effingham St. Anthony's take a lot of shots in the paint. They're 14 for 27. And you look at three, the Reto Salukis are 4 for 12 from inside, from outside the perimeter here. Effingham St. Anthony's 1 for 3. And at the free throw line, Red Hill shooting just a little bit better, shooting 75%, 3 for 4. And the Effingham St. Anthony Bulldogs are 4 for 9, 44% from the charity stripe.
And that's a look at your halftime stats. We'll send it back to the studio for a two-minute break and be right back with second half action. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
We interrupt this program to bring you important news for people who like to save thousands on new vehicles. Here's our correspondent, Johnny, on the spot.
I'm at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. Now I understand why car and truck buyers are saving thousands of dollars at this Ford dealership in the heart of beautiful Davies County, Indiana.
What have you learned?
Bill Dobson Ford has several 2019 units they need to sell now. Check this out. Save as much as $15,000 off the price of a new Ford F-150, the world's top-selling truck.
Tell us more.
New 2019 Ford Expeditions up to $14,000 off.
Well, I'm looking for a Ford Ranger.
You're in luck. Buy a Ranger today, $1,000 below invoice.
Now you're talking. Any other details we should know?
Offer includes package discounts, dealer discounts, and manufacturer rebates. Some incentives are through Ford Motor Credit to qualified buyers. Dealer has $99 documentation fee.
Folks, if you want to save thousands on new 2019 Fords, go to Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. But don't you dare buy my Ford Ranger.
Remember, a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Citizens National Bank of Albion invites you to come in for a visit. Now is the perfect time to compare our CD rates to other area banks. Really great rates and lower penalties for early withdrawal make ours hard to beat. No nonsense, no fuss, and no hidden fees. Experience the CNB difference. And thank you, Edwards, Wayne, White, Richland, and Lawrence County, for making CNB your most trusted banking partner. Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Second half action just moments away. Halftime show brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Joe, it's going to be a long and interesting second half. The first half went by kind of quick. At the end of the first half, 35 to 25 is the score. Salukis were only down by four at the end of the first quarter, 20 to 16. Came right out of the gate, scored a quick two, and then Jacob Dust just kind of took control of the defensive and offensive boards and just made it his game. But that was while Nathan Worth was sitting out with two fouls there early in the second quarter and was unable to do anything. So they sent Gavin Volkman in, and Gavin Volkman doing a tremendous job against the big guy, boxing him out, forcing him out of bounds, and just making the right moves. But this second half, the Salukis are going to have to bear down and get good ball control and lock them down there on defense. So maybe towards the end of the first half there we saw a 2-3 zone, but maybe we'll see some 3-2 zone here in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, you got to stop them inside the perimeter right now. Jacob Dust cannot be stopped right now, and I just think you need to get Anthony Gerald working, get Drake Allen open for a couple threes, get Cameron Ray working as well, and then who knows? We still got a whole another 16 minutes left of basketball here. Anything's possible.
And the Bulldogs will start the second half of action out with the basketball. It looks like all the starters for both teams are in to start the second half. Honey gets it over to Dust, back to Honey on the right wing, dumps it down low to Dust. Worth pops right on him, goes up strong, blocked there, no good, but Dust gets his own rebound, put back is good. Full court press put on Worth, gets it back to Henry, drives the lane, kicks it over to Gerald in the corner, pump fakes, driving back inside, out to Ray. Ray right side to Worth, pump fakes, gets it up top to Allen. Allen at the top of the key, passes off to Henry. Henry on the left wing, back to Ray. Bulldogs on man-to-man defense. Antrim almost poked it away there from Ray. Ray drives the lane, puts it up right side. No good. Dust on the rebound. Outlets to Faraday. Faraday driving up the floor. Gerald stops him. Kicks it out to Antrim. Pulls up. Three-pointer. No good. Webb gets the rebound. Passes off to Dust and puts it up and in for 2 points. 39-25 the score. Henry inbounds it to Allen. Allen back to Henry. Flying across the timeline, right side to Worth. Pulls up from the corner, no good. And Gerald tips it to Henry. Put back is good. Good job there by both of them, keeping their eyes up and being quick on the ball. Honey from the corner, no good. Air mailed it to Worth as it rolls, falls out of bounds off his hands. It will stay Bulldog basketball.
I think Worth was trying to avoid that ball. He knew it was going to air ball and just creams right off of him.
Honey inbounds to Antrim. No good on the three, but Honey gets the rebound. Passes off to Webb. Webb, left side to Honey. Feeds Dust down low. Goes baseline. Block shot there by Worth. And a foul called against the Bulldogs. Foul will go against number five, I believe, Honey. And he will pick up his first foul, team first.
Man, if that was on Dust, he would have picked up his third foul, and that's not what the Bulldogs want to see.
Henry inbounds it to Allen, and Faraday is going to stick with Allen the whole way. Everybody else backs off. Allen brings it across, almost lost it there, needing some help. Gets it to Ray, almost thrown away by Webb, but back into the hands of Allen. Faraday playing up close to him. Henry on the right wing. Honey steps up on him. Ray with it at the top of the key now. Left side to Allen, saves it from going out of bounds. Feeds Gerald down low, out to Worth, over to Ray. Ray from the right wing, no good. Worth stretches up, gets the offensive board. Over to Gerald from the volleyball line, no good. And Antrim gets the rebound, going coast to coast. Steps around Gerald and feeds it up and in.
That was Antrim or Honey?
Antrim. Ray on the right wing, picks up his dribble. Antrim steps up on him. Needing some help, gets it in the form of Worth. Worth dribbling it up, comes to the top of the key. Dust steps out on him. Worth dribbling out there by himself, hands off to Ray. Ray working against Antrim, finds Gerald on the left wing, pump fakes, bringing it back up top, hands off to Worth just inside the three-point line, no good. Ray saves it, but late whistle saying it's out of bounds. So it will be Bulldog basketball. 14-point deficit, 41-27 in favor of the Bulldogs. Antrim left side to Dust, back to Antrim, over to Honey. Honey from the top of the key, no good off the spring box. Dust pulls down the rebound, gets it out to Faraday from the left wing, in and out, no good. Ray pulls in the rebound. He's going to kick it into high gear, bring it down the floor on the left wing now. Guarded by Antrim. He's going to pull back. Buries the three-pointer. Contested there by Antrim.
Hand down, man down. He will hit that 100% of the time.
Antrim cross-court pass to Faraday. Faraday back to Antrim. Antrim backs it back out. He's going to call in a new play. Goes right side to Honey. Honey bringing it all the way around. Hands off to Webb. Webb driving inside. Kicks it over in the corner to Faraday for three. Finds the bottom of the net.
They answer.
Allen brings it across the timeline. Everybody stepping up on him. Into the corner. Gerald is going to pull up for three. No good. And Dust pulls in the rebound. Passes up court to Antrim. Antrim steps back. Guarded by Allen now. Dumps it low to Dust. Dust working against Worth. Drives inside the paint. Throws it up. No good. But fouled on the shot. He will go to the line to shoot two. Foul will go against number 23, Anthony Gerald. He will pick up his second foul, team's first. So Jacob Dust at the line for the third time, I believe, yep. So far.
One for three at the free throw line.
First one on the way, got it to fall.
Excuse me, now he's two for five.
Jacob Dust at the line shooting free throws. Got the first one to fall. Second one is on the way, got it to go. 46-30 the score now in favor of the Bulldogs. 16-point lead. Henry gets it into Ray. Full court press was on, but now it's off. Antrim sticking with Ray the whole way. Gets it across the timeline, hands off to Henry. Henry dribbling against Honey, passes off to Allen. Allen back up top to Ray. Ray gets it inside to Worth. Worth drives inside the paint, spins into the lane, puts it up, no good. Worth gets it back, goes right back to the basket, puts it up and in for the putback.
Good effort there by Worth.
Antrim dribbling left side, hands off to Honey. Honey driving inside the lane, spins to the basket, puts it up and in off the glass.
Nice spin there by Honey.
16-point lead going back and forth. Henry brings it up across the timeline, dribbling against Honey, goes right side to Allen. Faraday gets up on him. Allen almost poked away there. Ray gets control of it, bringing it back up top. Ray looking for an open man, finds Worth on the right side, dumps it low to Allen. Allen working against Faraday, spins the lane, puts up a left-handed floater, no good. Dust on the rebound. Honey bringing it up the floor, goes right side to Dust. Dust spins into the lane, left-handed layup is good.
I mean, what a player is Dust, you know, just strong, athletic player.
Pavel wants a timeout, we'll take one too. Timeout's brought to you by Embraer Federal Credit Union. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
When was the last time you were rewarded for doing things that make life easier? Reward checking at People's State Bank does just that. Simply use your debit card, get your statements online, and set up automatic transactions to earn interest on the money in your account. You're basically being rewarded for doing the things you do every day.
Visit us today for full details on reward checking available on personal accounts only. People State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC, online at psbnewton.com.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Saluki's coming out of the timeout with the basketball, down by 18 now, 50-32. 2:35 to go here in the third quarter. Ray brings it across the timeline, goes right side to Worth. Worth up top to Henry, goes left wing to Ray, drives inside the lane. Nice move there, but no good. Allen on the rebound. Ray, wide open three, no good. Dust flies in, pulls in the rebound. Outlets to Antrim. Antrim driving all the way, kicks it out to Faraday. Faraday drives inside, kicks it back out to Antrim. Going baseline, behind the back pass to Faraday. Pulls up, no good. Worth on the rebound. Outlets to Allen. Allen bringing it up the floor, slows it down. Goes right side to Ray. Ray gets it to Worth, flashing through the lane. Up top to Gerald. Gerald pump fakes, goes left wing to Allen. Down low to Henry. Honey almost stole it away. And Honey will pick up a foul as Henry was trying to drive to the basket. Honey will pick up his second foul, team second of the half. Checking into the game will be number 13. That is Walsh and Elder coming in as Dust and Honey will check out. So as the big man is out, hopefully the Salukis can capitalize. Allen gets the inbound over to Ray. Ray out near the volleyball line, guarded by Antrim, behind the back. Nice move there by Ray. Gets it off to Henry, down low to Gerald. Gerald back out to Henry, guarded by Walsh. Henry picks up his dribble, needing help, gets it off to Gerald. Gerald back to Henry, swings around to Ray. These Bulldogs mighty quick on defense here. Salukis pass it out to an open man and quickly shut down as Ray tried to go down low to Allen and it rolled off his hands last as Antrim stuck it in there and goes out of bounds. It will be Bulldog basketball.
This ball game has not looked the same since the first quarter.
Webb driving the lane, fakes right, goes right to the basket, puts it up and in for an easy two. Salukis now down by 20, 52-32. Ray bringing it up, gets a screen from Worth. Ray back to Worth, almost tipped away. Gerald with it at the top of the key, pump fakes, passes off to Henry, down low to Allen. And Faraday will pick up a foul, reaching in and around there. Be Bulldogs' third foul, his first. 58 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Salukis have the basketball down by 20. Henry looking to get it in, running out of time, finally finds Allen. Allen dribbles into the lane, goes left-handed layup, puts it up and in off the glass. Allen sticking with Antrim, putting a little pressure on. Brings it across the timeline, dribbling left side, passes off to Faraday. Faraday saw a lane shut down. Webb pulls up for three, finds the bottom of the net.
That's his first of the night. Has 14 on the night.
Allen's going to bring it up the floor, dribbling against Faraday. Picks up his dribble, hands off to Henry. Walsh is on him pretty tight. Passes off right side to Allen. Allen gets a screen from Worth. Allen dribbling in the lane, and a foul will be called. It will go against number 25, Faraday. He picks up his second foul, team's fourth. 20 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Henry will inbound just to the left of the goal. Henry trying to find somebody open. Gets it into Worth. Worth working against Elder. Spins into the lane. Puts it up. No good. Elder on the rebound. Outlets to Antrim. Antrim bringing it down floor. Hurry. Webb pulls up for another three. Buries it back to back. 58-34. 5 seconds to go. Gerald on the inbound. Gets it across the timeline. Tried to find Worth. And it goes out of bounds with 0.8 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Bulldogs will have just enough time to get it in. Passes in. Walsh pulls up from a floater. No good as time expires on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Bulldogs lead at 58-34. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Working at Toyota Bofshoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people. Moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bofshoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bofshoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bofshoku.
Providing needed mental health services is important to Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We are pleased to offer a mental health nurse practitioner to Lawrence and surrounding counties to help meet the need for these services. Amelia Pauly is available to see outpatients at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic, located at 101 Industry Road in Bridgeport. Amelia specializes in adults and adolescents and can help with behavioral health issues and medication management. Call Carl Bridgeport at 618-945-3001 for an appointment.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Fourth quarter of action getting set to start. The Salukis will have the basketball. Inbounded to Allen in the backcourt. Back over to Henry. Henry on the left wing gets it back to Allen. Allen out near the volleyball line. Passes off to Henry. Henry guarded by number 35. Walk checked in as well. Dust also back in the game. Allen goes all the way to the basket. No good. Elder gets the rebound. He's going to bring it up court himself. Passes off to Honey in the corner. Off to Walk. Walk goes in, dumps it low to Dust, and up and in strong for the easy bucket.
23 so far for Jacob Dust, 10 in the second half.
Ray up top to Worth. Worth out near the volleyball line, backs it out, passes the right side to Henry. Henry bringing it up top to Gerald. Gerald swings it around to Worth. Worth on the left wing looking low, passes up top to Ray. Ray gets control of it, goes right side to Gerald. Gerald guarded by Honey. Fakes left. He's going to dribble all the way over to Ray. Kicks it to him in the corner. Ray dumps it low to Worth. Worth out to Henry. Henry, right side to Gerald. Gerald bringing it back up top to Worth. Worth spins. Goes left side to Henry. Pump fakes. Drives baseline. Kicks it out to Ray. Wide open. Passes off. Tipped. Ray gets control of it out near the center court. Allen dribbling right side. Passes off to Gerald. Gerald guarded closely there by Elder. Finds Henry up top. Allen driving baseline. Puts up off the glass and finds the bottom of the basket.
Tough finish there by Allen.
60-36. Down by 24. Walsh hands off to Elder. Elder swings it around. Finds Honey on the left side. Honey up top to Walsh. Walsh hands back off to Honey. Wanted to go baseline but shut down. Double team now. Splits two defenders. Passes off to Dust. Dust goes up strong. Floater is good.
Make that 25.
Allen bringing it up the floor. 6 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Henry on the left wing goes up top to Ray. Ray gets it inside to Allen, backs it back out, pulls up for three, buries the three. Allen is 4 for 4 from the three-point line and hasn't shot a three since the first quarter.
I believe so, yeah.
Walsh hands off to Elder. Elder bringing it back up top. Gerald picks him up, picks up his dribble, kicks it out there to Walk. Walk over to Walsh. Walsh into the corner to Elder. Elder gets it up top to Honey. Hody back to Walsh. Walsh crosses up Ray, goes right to the basket, blocked out of bounds by Worth, getting up, going strong. And checking out of the game will be Walsh, Elder, and Walk as Webb, Antrim, and Faraday check back in.
Can we just talk about how athletic that referee was not to get smacked in the face from that block?
Webb out near the timeline, passes right side to Honey for three, no good. Webb pulls in the rebound, working against Worth, spins the baseline to the basket, no good, but fouled on the shot. He will go to the line to shoot two.
That was actually Dust with another rebound here. And he's 3 for 6 at the free throw line so far.
Dust at the line, shooting two, 62-39 in favor of the Bulldogs. First one on the way, got it to fall. Tonight's game brought to you by Bill Dobson Ford, Best Way Express, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, our family serving your family. Dust at the line, shooting two, first one was good, second one got it to fall as well. 64-39. Ball inbounded to Ray, gets it up court to Henry, gets it across the timeline, passes off to Ray. Ray going all the way to the basket, kicks it out corner to Gerald, goes over the top, tipped out of bounds there. They're saying it was off Henry, looked like it was off Webb. So it will be Bulldog basketball. Faraday will inbound it to Antrim, just under 5 minutes to go. Antrim walks it across the timeline, hands it off left side to Webb. Webb over to Honey. Honey at the top of the key. A little three-man weave action going on here. Antrim all the way into the corner to Faraday. Faraday brings it back up top to Honey. Honey backs it back out. Going to reset the offense. Tries to cross up Allen. Goes all the way to the basket. Puts it up and in off the glass. 66-39 in favor of the Bulldogs. Henry guarded by Honey all the way. Pass the left side to Gerald. Gerald bringing it back up top, goes into the corner to Ray. Ray, guarded by Antrim, gets it up top to Henry. Henry, dribbling out near the volleyball line, drives inside, picks it up, kicks it out. Worth for three, got it to fall.
Only shot two tonight.
Nathan Worth found the three ball and going to go with it. Open for a slight second, but you got to take those kind of shots. Antrim drives the lane, puts it up, no good. Henry on the rebound. Double team there. He's going to pass up to Allen. Allen slows it down and gets it off to Worth. Pulls up for another three. No good. Antrim on the rebound. Antrim passes off to Webb. Wide open baseline. Tried to throw it off to Dust. And ball is found out. And Gerald's rolling on the floor. Not a good sign. And he gets up under his own power. He's going to walk it off. And they're going to send him over to the bench, and Volkman will check in. So Gerald comes off under his own power.
Did you see what happened?
I'm not sure. There were multiple bodies on the floor. Dust may have rolled on him and may have come up on top of his knee. It looks like he's holding on to.
I heard a scream. That's all I heard. I saw bodies flying in the scream.
Honey lobs it up. Dust almost loses it. Webb gets control of it, trying to drive the lane. Passes out to Faraday. Faraday hands off to Honey. Honey out near the volleyball line, goes into the corner to Faraday. Faraday driving in the lane, kicks it out to Antrim, pulls up for three. Nothing but net on that one.
The lefty.
69-42, 3 minutes to go here in the game. Ray crosses up Antrim, almost broke his ankles. Allen step back, drives in from the free throw line, no good. Ray pulls away with the rebound, steps out of bounds. And it will be Bulldog basketball. Henry's going to step up, put some full court pressure on Antrim. Antrim gets it across the timeline, drives the lane, puts up a floater, got it to fall. Back-to-back score there by Antrim. 71-42. Ray inbounds to Allen. Bulldogs back it off with 2:35 to go. Allen goes right side to Henry. Henry feeds Worth down low in the paint. Henry working against, or Worth working against Dust, puts up the layup. No good. Dust on the rebound. Hands it off to Antrim. Antrim right side to Webb. Webb baseline. Tried to feed Dust down low, but gets the rebound back. And Antrim dribbling out near midcourt. Gets a screen from Faraday. And timeout called by Coach Rinkter. And just wants to get subs in. Takes out his starting five. Puts new five in. So Elder, Walsh, Walk, and see who else. Number 33, that is Eli Moore. And also 31 comes in for the first time. That is Grant Nuxel. Nuxel up top to Moore. Moore bringing it all the way. Driving left side. Kicks it inside to Elder, but stolen away by Worth. Gets it up court to Ray. Keeps control of his dribble. Finds Ray, or Worth, on the right wing. Driving inside, puts it up. In and out, no good. Walk on the rebound. He's going to bring it up the floor himself. Dribbling against Henry. Finds Walsh on the left wing. Walsh hands off to Nuxel. Nuxel in trouble. Finds Walk on the left side. 1:28 to go here in the game. Walk almost carried it there. Passes out to Moore. Moore puts up a jumper. Finds the bottom of the net. Allen gets the inbound. 1:15 to go. Walks it across the timeline. Guarded by Moore. Goes right side to Henry. Henry tried to feed Worth down low, letting too far out of bounds. And looks like Coach Havel is going to pull out the seniors for the final time here. Standing ovation by the fans. Nathan Worth, Josh Henry, and Gavin Volkman will come out of the game for the final time here in the Class 1A Regional. Dawson Holtz, Ray, Peyton Ray, and Andrew Maxfield come into the game. Nuxel hands off to Walsh. Walsh spins, kicks it out to Moore. Moore wanted that three, passes off to Walsh. 30 seconds to go here in the game. And Walsh driving the lane, kicks it out. Nuxel up to Moore, and Moore is fouled by Allen with 21.8 seconds to go. And they're going to kick in continuous clock, 73-42, and Ray and Allen will come out as Stimler and
Braden Green.
Green will check in. And Bulldogs will inbound it in the backcourt. And that'll just about do it here as time expires on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Salukis fall to a tough Effingham St. Anthony team, 73-42. We'll go ahead and send it back to the studio for a two-minute break and be right back with post-game stats. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
The largest country music library in the Wabash Valley. WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes. Classic Country, 910 AM and 99.3 FM. The Legend.
Rutgers Wholesale in Bridgeport is a proud supporter of all Lawrence County student athletes. Family Choice is Rutgers' own house brand candy and snacks that can be purchased in several convenience store locations. Rutgers Wholesale reminds all student athletes through Philippians 4:13, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." Rutgers Candy in Bridgeport reminds us to take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Are you a driver looking for consistent hourly work, consistent weekly pay, paid holidays, full benefits, and more? KMA is hiring CDLA drivers for local work in the Princeton area. KMA not only offers a $2,000 sign-on bonus, but also an additional $200 a month bonus for attendance and safety. You must be at least 23 years old, 1 year of experience, and no automatic-only restriction on license. Interested? Apply at bestwayexpress.com today.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is excited to expand our ear, nose, and throat services with the addition of Stephanie Zuber, ENT Physician Assistant. Stephanie is available in the first floor ENT clinic as well as at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic. She can diagnose and treat many issues related to the ears, nose, and throat. She's available to see patients at Carl Bridgeport on Mondays and Tuesday through Friday at the hospital location. Call 618-395-1944 for an appointment.
We interrupt this program to bring you important news for people who like to save thousands on new vehicles. Here's our correspondent, Johnny, on the spot.
I'm at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. Now I understand why car and truck buyers are saving thousands of dollars at this Ford dealership in the heart of beautiful Daviess County, Indiana.
What have you learned?
Bill Dobson Ford has several 2019 units they need to sell now. Check this out. Save as much as $15,000 off the price of a new Ford F-150, the world's top-selling truck.
Tell us more.
New 2019 Ford Expeditions up to $14,000 off.
Well, I'm looking for a Ford Ranger.
You're in luck. Buy a Ranger today, $1,000 below invoice.
Now you're talking. Any other details we should know?
Offer includes package discounts, dealer discounts, and manufacturer rebates. Some incentives are through Ford Motor Credit to qualified buyers. Dealer has $99 documentation fee.
Folks, if you want to save thousands on new 2019 Fords, go to Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. But don't you dare buy my Ford Ranger.
Remember, a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. We're in Saluki's second game of the regional, game four of the regional total. Saluki's fall to the number one ranked team, Effingham St. Anthony, 73-42. It was a long, tough fight. First half went mighty quick. They were only down by 10, 35-25 at the end of the half. And they were down at the end of the first quarter, 20-16. And it was a very close game, and Salukis were hanging in there as long as they could, but the tough Effingham St. Anthony team came out in the second half and just took control and made it their ball game. And it's tough to run with the number one ranked team whenever they've been hanging around in 2A for the last 3 years and just beating up on everybody. And as we heard from Coach Howell the other night, they've whooped up on a lot of the top-ranked 2A teams, so that it's tough to battle a team like that, especially height-wise. And it was just a very good game on the Salukis part. A lot of positives to take out of this, but it's always a tough way to go out, especially for those three seniors, Josh Henry, Nathan Worth, and Gavin Volkman. Volkman dressed for this game, was in uniform, got a little bit of playing time, but I'm sure they didn't want to injure that ankle anymore. But it was a long, hard fought game by the Salukis, and they did a good job on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, I think they did. They played a tough first quarter, and then this team they were outmatched here, and St. Anthony went on a 53-26 run to finish out the ball game from the first quarter. And then, so leading the way, though, was Jacob Duss for the Effingham St. Anthony team, was just an absolute menace in the paint. Had 27 points on the line, was 11 for 17 from inside the perimeter, 4 for 7 from the free throw line. Second leading scorer was Aaron Webb, had 5 for 7 inside the perimeter and 2 for 3 from 3. 15 points from Logan Atrum, 6 for 9 inside the perimeter, 1 for 4 from 3, and 9 points for Jacob Henney, 2 for 6 inside the perimeter, 1 for 4 from 3, 2 for 2 from the free throw line.
I'm gonna give it to Allen.
Caden Fierday with Drake. 3 points, and Eli Moore with 2. Drake Allen led the way for you, Red Hill Salukis, with 19 points, 4 for 4 from 3, 3 for 7 from inside the perimeter, 7 points by Ray Worth. And Gerald not score in the second half. Worth had a couple baskets, and Ray had a couple as well, and 2 points from Josh Henry. And inside the perimeter from the game, Red Hill was 9 for 25. Look at that, 9 for 25 were the Red Hill Salukis inside the perimeter. 25 for 42 for the Effingham St. Anthony Bulldogs. 7 for 20 for 3 were the Red Hill Salukis. 5 for 10 for the Effingham St. Anthony Bulldogs. 8 for 13 for the free throw line. And the Red Hill Salukis did not shoot a free throw in the second half. Was 3 for 4.
And very spread out for both teams. Jacob Duss, just an unstoppable beast down in the paint, and just about got every rebound there was out on the floor. And I mean, size wise, you just couldn't stop him. 6'7", easily 230, and with that kind of build, you just it's just like a wrecking ball coming into a building. You're just not going to stop it, no matter what you put in its way. But it is now time for the final Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game of the Year. And we didn't much talk about it, but I think we can agree on this kid. He had a phenomenal night so far. Went 4-for-4 from the 3-point line, and just from throughout the season, he did a great job. But there towards the end, whenever he changed up his shot, really got it all together. He just couldn't miss from the 3-point line, and we saw that here tonight. We're going to go ahead and give it to Drake Allen.
Yeah, Drake Allen had a good game, bouncing back from a bad game against Flora. Was only 1-for-2 inside the perimeter, and 0-for-2 from 3. Only had 5 points last game, so a 14-point improvement here by Drake Allen. 4-for-4 from 3, 3-for-7 from inside the perimeter, and 1-for-2 from 3. Good season here for the Salukis. I know it's not the way you want to go out, but this team is young. Let's see what we got to have to see. Wait till next year, see what they're going to do with no big man like Nathan Worth.
And not necessarily. I mean, Andrew Maxfield is still one of the bigger guys, but I mean, to kind of not necessarily fill in, but take over for Nathan Worth. I mean, basically the same thing, but he's going to have to really focus in on his skills, work down in the paint, and kind of put a little bit of meat on his bones. I mean, Nathan Worth didn't have a whole lot of meat, but he could really muscle into some of those bigger guys, as we were seeing with Dust a little bit here tonight.
But Dust, I mean, he easily had to have at least 10 to 15 rebounds. He just was a menace.
And Coach Havel still in the locker room talking to his boys. I'm sure it's a little emotional down there, so we're going to take another commercial break and see if we can get him to come out and talk a little bit. We'll be back here in a few. You're listening to Red Hills Salukis Basketball right here on The Legend.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people, moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
When was the last time you were rewarded for doing things that make life easier? Reward checking at People's State Bank does just that. Simply use your debit card, get your statements online, and set up automatic transactions to earn interest on the money in your account. You're basically being rewarded for doing the things you do every day.
Visit us today for full details on reward checking available on personal accounts only. People's State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC, online at psbnewton.com.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Rutgers Wholesale in Bridgeport is a proud supporter of all Lawrence County student athletes. Family Choice is Rutgers' own house brand candy and snacks that can be purchased in several convenience store locations. Rutgers Wholesale reminds all student athletes through Philippians 4:13, "For I can do everything through Christ, who gives me strength." Rutgers Candy in Bridgeport reminds us to take time for family and prayer, and always give praise.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Still no sign of Coach Havel, so I'm assuming he's still down in the locker room talking to him. So I think we're going to go ahead and wrap it up, and that'll do it for us for the year. Next time you hear from me, at least, will be 2020 football season. Joe, it was a pleasure working with you this year. I appreciate you filling in, helping me out along the way, keeping stats, and getting some good experience.
Thanks for having me. It's going to be a fun time. I'm getting ready to, if you guys want to hear from me or see any of my work, I'm getting ready to actually start an internship down in Channel 25 in Henderson, Kentucky, WEHT-TV. So just look out for me there.
And so, Joe, I appreciate it, and good luck in your future endeavors, college career. And for the last time here in the 2019-2020 basketball season, for everybody, Joe Bogard, Bill Schroed, back to the studio, keeping us on air throughout the season, twisting knobs, turning the dials. I'm Ryan Seed, saying so long.
You've been listening to Red Hills Salukis basketball action on Lawrence County Sports Leader, The Legend, 99.3 FM and 910 AM WAKO, part of DLC Media Sports. Brought to you this season by the Ambrell Federal Credit Union, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Best Way Express, Bill Dobson Ford, Casey State Bank, Leggett Lumber and Hardware, Rutgers Candy, Citizens National Bank, Toyota Boshoku of Illinois, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, People's State Bank, and Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill. Red Hill Salukis basketball brought to you all season long here on WAKO The Legend, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.